Боже мой, все, собора нема. Ребята.
The cathedral is gone, this man says, as he asks others to help him battle the blaze. After apparent Russian missile strikes, a fire rages through the Transfiguration Cathedral of the Moscow-linked Ukrainian Orthodox Church. What should we do? This can all fall on our hands, he adds. Later, emergency workers try to save religious items rescued from inside. Also known as the Spaso Preobrazhensky Cathedral, Odessa's largest Orthodox church was consecrated in 1809. It was destroyed by the Soviet authorities in 1939, but rebuilt in 2003. However, questions remain as to why Russia would strike a Moscow-linked church. Nearby, a residential building was damaged during Sunday's reported Russian missile strikes. Residents in Odessa are now mourning the death of a person, while concerns remain about more than 20 people, including children, who were injured in the attacks. Ukraine's Southern Operational Command said Odessa was targeted with at least 5 types of missiles on Sunday, including high-precision Onyx missiles, sea-to-shore caliber, cruise missiles, and Iskander ballistic missiles. Odessa has been bombed several times since Russia invaded Ukraine in February last year. In January, the United Nations Cultural Agency, UNESCO, designated the historic center of Odessa as a World Heritage in Danger site. Moscow has denied targeting civilian sites despite growing evidence to the contrary. Soon after the latest Odessa attack, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky warned there would be a retaliation for what he called Russian terrorists for Odessa. Hours later, Russia accused Ukraine of being behind a drone attack that damaged at least 2 buildings in the capital Moscow early on Monday morning. Russian media reported that 1 drone fell here close to the defense ministry. The Russian defense ministry said 2 drones were intercepted, suppressed and crashed, adding that there were no casualties. Kiev did not yet comment, but Ukraine rarely claims responsibility for attacks inside Russia. Ukraine has come under Western pressure not to use weapons delivered by the NATO military alliance for attacks inside Russia, amid concerns the war could escalate into an even broader international conflict. Since Russia invaded Ukraine in February last year, hundreds of thousands of people have been killed or injured, and millions have been displaced. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.